welcome to the Badass Breastfeeding Podcast. This is Diane, your lactation consultant.
And I'm Abby, the Badass Breastfeeder. And today's episode is brought to you by Peapod Mats, your ultimate solution for mess-free nights. And today's episode is also brought to you by Booby Juice. Welcome to Booby Juice, to the family. Booby Juice freeze-dries your very own breast milk into shelf-stable powder that you can take on the go with their compact travel pouches. We will hear more from our sponsors a little later, but you can head to our sponsor page at badassbreastfeedingpodcast.com. And if you ever need anything, see if you can give them your business because they do make this podcast possible. And while you're there, scroll down and enter your email address and we will send episodes straight to your inbox every week. And we are on Patreon, and you probably know this by now, but please check out the tiers and see if there's any that appeal to you because we're having a really good time getting to know each other. It is really a safe place where people can ask for advice and vent and anything like that. And there's all kinds of extra content like our ad-free episodes and our mini podcasts and our Revolution Parenting podcast episodes. And shout out to Sarah and Nikki. Let me look. I need to give shout outs to people because I haven't in a while. And that's one of the things is that you get a shout out on the podcast. And the other thing is that you get put on our wall of fame because you're famous if you're in Patreon. So Nikki and Sarah are our newest members and welcome to them. And we are still hosting our, you could find the link to the tiers in the show notes under this episode, wherever you're listening from. It's going to be right at the top. And we're still hosting our ongoing giveaway. So you can leave reviews around the internet, reviews, stars, whatever it is, and send us a screenshot along with your address. And we will send you a goodie bag of thank you for nursing in public cards and stickers that have the podcast logo on it. And it's very fun. And you can send that to badassbreastfeedingpodcast@gmail.com. And now Diane has our review of the week and I'm done talking.
I love your podcast. I didn't breastfeed my first son due to him being in the NICU. They gave him a bottle and said I had to pump right away, and it was so stressful, I eventually gave up. I am now on 9 weeks breastfeeding my second son, and it's going so great. I have your podcast and online breastfeeding classes to thank. I love your show. It answers all my questions and concerns. You're like two supportive best friends, and I'm so thankful. And having a baby in the NICU is some stressful stuff.
Yeah.
People just, it's really hard. It's really hard to keep it going.
Just like the sheer panic of having a baby that's got issues straight out of the oven.
I know.
Like my anxiety could not.
It's a lot.
I mean, you don't have a choice, but ugh.
Yeah, it is a lot. So I am so glad that things are going so good for you this time. That is wonderful. And we're glad to have you with us. So thank you for listening and thank you for sending that in. And if I didn't send you stickers yet, you will be getting them in the mail very soon. But you probably already got them. But if you didn't, you'll be getting them soon.
Yeah. If anybody didn't get any, didn't get your stuff, like you sent it in and you're like, oh, I should be getting my goodie bag and you never did. Just shoot an email to badassbreastfeedingpodcast@gmail.com. Because I try to be really organized about it. It's me. It's Abby who does it. So, I'm the one who gathers the addresses. And then I send that over to Diane and she packages things and sends them out. So really she relies on me to get her the addresses, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes, like last week, I found some addresses that I had actually not forwarded to her. So if you didn't get your goodie bag, please, please message me because the intention is for you to get the goodie bag, not for us to just say it.
Right. Because we have all these stickers ready to give away.
We do. We have everything. We want to do this. And if I made a mistake and you didn't get yours, then please just send an email and be like, I didn't get my goodie bag. Yeah. And we'll work it out.
We're just two people over here.
We're just, you know, we're moms. We don't have brains either.
doing the best we can, just trying to get by.
Right.
Sometimes we'll get these emails from people that, like, you know, want to be part of the podcast or like companies and stuff like that. And they'll be like, somebody on your team.
Yeah.
Have somebody on your team get a hold of. Yeah. This is, we're
Jack?
The team.
That's I'll it. Let Jack. Know.
Yeah. Jack does our stuff for us.
They're always like, is there more work for us? Is there any work that we can do? And I'm like, I don't know. I would love to give them work, but like, what part of it? Like the stuffing of the envelope, because while you do the goodie bags for the reviews, I do the monthly gift of stickers to the Patreon patrons.
Mm-hmm.
So then there's envelopes to be stamped and with a return address label on it. And Exley is all about that.
Oh,
so
cool.
If you, sometimes I look at his stickers and he put the return address labels on there. It's like hanging off the edge. And I'm like, they're going to think I did this. Just see, if you got one where you're like, this looks like a 9-year-old did it. It's because a 9-year-old did it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I love it. Today, we're going to talk about something a little more serious. Yeah. And that is breastfeeding without pain. This is one of my biggest pet peeves. Not breastfeeding with pain, but the fact that people say breastfeeding is going to be painful for you. That is one of my biggest pet peeves. I hate it. And when people tell me that they have heard, like in the hospital or from friends or from, you know, whoever, oh yeah, you're breastfeeding, it's going to be painful. Expect it to be painful. It's not supposed to be. You should not be having pain.
Yeah.
The whole time you're breastfeeding. It is not sustainable. I don't know how many times I have to say that to somebody. Why is it that something that's so painful is something that we're supposed to do for long periods of time? Why does anybody think that's normal?
Yeah, it's basic. It all comes down to just not knowing and not wanting to help, right? It's just like, ugh, let's just move on. Let's get her into the delivery room. Let's get her out. Let's... Oh yeah, the pain, that'll, you know, whatever. It'll go away. Or you can just, you know, you could do it. Just push through it. It's just also dismissive.
It is.
To get it, it's like to get the case off your desk.
So dismissive. And, you know, the whole, your nipples will toughen up. Like, that's not something that really happens. Ew.
I mean, come on. It's a sensitive part of the body. It shouldn't toughen up.
Right. It doesn't toughen up. That's... The skin on the nipples, that's not how it works. It's just not supposed to be painful.
Yeah, so if you have like calluses on your nipple, like that's not good. That's not a good sign.
Right. I mean, it's just not. It's just not supposed to be painful like this. So what I always tell people, like when I do classes and stuff like that, I'm always like, if you're in the hospital, if you're at your pediatrician's office, if you're, you know, whatever, wherever you are, and you say to somebody, this is painful, and they tell you that that's normal, they're not helping you. Like, because it's not supposed to be normal. That's not supposed to be, it's not supposed to be painful. What they're supposed to say is, okay, let's look at the latch and find out what's going on here. Because it is not supposed to be a painful experience. I've had people that have called me and been like, I've been like, well, are you having, you know, and is there any, nipple damage, you know, just trying to like assess the situation. Yeah. And they'll be like, well, not yet. Not yet. It's not supposed to get there yet at all. You're not supposed to be bleeding.
Yeah, no.
And that's like, that's what I keep saying. Like, why is it that people think this is normal when in any other aspect of your life, pain and bleeding means there's something wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But with breastfeeding, people are like, oh yeah, that's just what it's supposed to be like. No, it's not. Like slamming your toe into a door over and over again. Are you going to continue to do it? No. We're not going to continue to do it. Why would you keep breastfeeding if it was something that was painful? I don't know why people think that that's... We would not have been sustained for millions of years.
Right.
It's,
yeah.
It's such a pet peeve. Such a peeve of mine. So what is normal is... You latch the baby, say this is like the first day of your baby's life, and you're latching your baby. You might feel a little bit of sensitivity, a little bit of tenderness. And I remember having that feeling where it mm-hmm. might feel kind of like, oh, this is a little, you know, might be a little, like I said, a little tender, a little sensitive. Plus, you just had a baby. There's a lot of hormonal things going on. There's lots of sensitivity happening in your body. So you might feel that might feel a little bit of tender and sensitive, but it should not last longer than about 30 to 60 seconds. And after about 30 to 60 seconds, you should feel nothing except the pull and tugging of the baby, which might be weird.
Which might feel, definitely feel weird if you've never breastfed a baby before. Then it's going to be super weird because it's just not something that's ever happened. I don't care what your partner has done to your breasts. It's not this. It's not. Like, it's not at all.
It's not the same. It's
totally different.
Yeah. It's totally different. So it is totally, you know, like I said, Abby's saying it's going to be weird. It's going to be like, oh, this is weird. But you should not be classifying it as, oh my God, this is so painful. That initial latch pain, I always tell people, if that initial latch pain continues on throughout the feeding, that is a problem. And that is something that we need to like look at. Another thing that came up yesterday, I did a prenatal with one of our patrons, actually, not patrons, one of our listeners I did a prenatal with. And she had done a, I hope she doesn't mind me sharing, she had done a breastfeeding class at her hospital. And we were talking about pain. And I said, did they say anything about, you know, painful latch or anything like that in your class? And she said, they said that if it was painful, you're not doing it right. And I'm like,
well, how does that help?
It doesn't.
You're not doing it right?
And I said, well, sometimes it's the baby's fault. So
yeah, it's always the baby's fault.
I know. That's what I said, too. It's always the baby's fault. But and I've heard that before, too. If it's painful, you're not doing it right. So now we're going to blame the mother?
What?
We're going to blame the parent?
That's what they because that's what they do during delivery, too. They'll be like, she was like, you're not pushing right. And I'm like, what? Push from here.
So
and then she stuck her finger somewhere,
know.
Which I couldn't feel. Push from here. I'm like, what? What do you mean? So they just, it's all your fault.
Drives me crazy.
It's so weird.
It really is. So if you're having pain, it's not your fault. I'll tell you that right now.
No.
If you're having pain, it's not your fault.
Go ahead and let it be the first thing the baby's done wrong.
First among many.
It'll be a whole lifelong thing of your kids doing things wrong. And this is not the first time. This is number one. Day one.
Because they don't know what they're doing. None of us know what we're doing. But the pain is not your fault. That is the first thing I really need people to remember. It's not because your nipples are flat. It's not because your nipples are too short. It's, you know, it's not your fault. It is something that's going on with the latch or the positioning. So some things that can cause pain are if the baby is not positioned correctly. Position makes a huge difference. And a lot of times when I have a parent that's having a painful latch or pain with feeding or it's, oh my gosh, it's just so painful, then it can absolutely just be positioning. And once we fix the positioning, everything is better.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times that's all it takes is just tweaking that positioning. That is so important. And I think people don't spend a lot of time on that, learning that.
I don't think people. Yeah, I don't think at all. And it's so important for breastfeeding.
It really
but
is.
It's like something you don't even really like ever talk about.
Because you don't see it. We don't see it.
Right. Well, and when they're in the bottle feeding. Flat on their back position. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just not the best position.
But you have to remember, too, now when little babies are first born, sometimes those little muscles are stiff, their jaw muscles are tight. They might not be opening really wide for you. So that's why it's really important to make sure that the position is where it needs to be and the baby is in the right position. So what can happen is if the baby's not in the right position, if the baby's, say, too high, I know this is kind of hard to explain on a podcast, but if the baby is up too high to where their mouth is opposite the nipple, then they're only going to open just a very little bit. They're not going to open wide enough. Mm. So we want to bring the baby down and back further to where their nose is opposite the nipple, which means their mouth is like opposite the chin, your chin. No, that doesn't make sense. The nipple is opposite your chin. Yes. The nipple is opposite the
bit. Their chin.
The baby's chin. Yeah, the baby's chin.
I'm like, the baby's opposite your chin. Wait, what?
I know. Yeah, I wasn't saying that right.
So your nipple is going to be at the baby's chin.
Yeah, so that the baby, at the baby's, the nipple's going to be at the baby's nose.
The baby's nose. Oh, my God.
I know, oh my God. Out of it.
Okay, forget it. Forget everything we just said. Never mind, we don't know anything. Goodbye.
I know.
Jesus.
The baby's nose is opposite the nipple. The baby's nose is opposite
to nipple. Nose to nipple.
Nose to nipple.
N-words.
Nose to nipple.
Nose to nipple.
Yes. That's how it should be. Nose to nipple. And that is because if the baby's nose is opposite the nipple, they have to tilt their head and open wider in order to go on, so that the baby's chin is kind of like digging right into the breast. Mm-hmm. That's where I was getting that whole chin thing from.
Yes.
Baby's chin should be like resting on the breast, you know, like the bottom of the breast, and then up onto the, you know, up onto the nipple. That is how the baby should be positioned. And they should be on their side. They should not be on their back at all. And if they're on their back, that means they have to turn their head. We want the baby in a straight line. So like their head, their shoulder, their hip, all of that should be in one line. It shouldn't be that they're, you know, the baby's head is turned in one direction and their body
shouldn't have to reach from side to side or something. Yeah.
Right. They should not have to. We want to make this as easy as possible for these little babies. So we want them to be nose to nipple in a straight line. And that way, and you got to give them good support. I had a mom the other day that I was seeing, and she was like, I really feel like I'm just pushing the baby's head into the breast. And I go, but the baby can't do it on their own. So you have to. Like, you have to. I remember going into being in the hospital, like when I was working in the hospital, and there was this, I went in to help this family, and the baby was like in the mother's lap. And she's like, well, they're just not doing it. I'm like, well, they can't do it on their own. Like, they need your help. They need your help.
Yeah.
So you have to be the one to, like, it does feel like you're shoving their head onto your boob, but that's just kind of how it is. And it's not like you're shoving them on there. It really isn't, because if you're just holding them gently, you're guiding them, really is what it is. You're guiding them, but they can't do it on their own. You have to be the one to help them. They just cannot do it on their own.
They just got here.
Yeah, they just got here. So if you're still having pain, even with that, then we need to look at holding the breast, because one of the things that we always do is, you know, when we're latching our baby, we're holding onto the breast with one hand and we're holding onto the baby with the other hand. And then a lot of times once the baby's on, we take that hand away. But the breast can be heavy and babies can't support that kind of weight. So sometimes that latch will feel okay to start, but then it'll start to feel pinchy. And if it's starting to feel pinchy, that means the breast tissue is starting to slide out of that baby's mouth and that latch is becoming more shallow. So you might need to hold the breast for your baby until your baby has a little bit more head and neck control and they can support the weight on their own, because it's really hard for them to support all that weight, especially a breast with milk coming in and all of that stuff. It's going to be too heavy for them.
Mm-hmm.
So you might need to support the weight for them a little bit. Shoot, I was just going to say something about that. Go ahead. Were you going to say something?
And we're talking about like a full-term healthy baby.
Yeah.
Like if you have like a preterm baby, like there's a whole different set of situations that you're going to deal with, because they might not even be able to open around your nipple.
Right. Yeah. They might just be too little. That's a very good point. We should probably take a break and then I'm going
to
talk about
more. Yeah, you can try to remember what you're going to say.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back. Today's episode is brought to you by Peapod Mats, your ultimate solution for mess-free nights. Say goodbye to troublesome milk puddles with our 100% leak-proof and super absorbent mats. While originally designed for bedwetting and incontinence, Peapod Mats are an absolute game changer for breastfeeders. Now cleaning your leaky mess is a breeze. And your sick mess and your leaky diaper mess and your everything mess. I have a 9-year-old who was sick and we were using this mat. over the weekend. Peapod mats are reusable, up to 500 plus washes, so they are cheaper than buying those $10 to $20 plastic protectors you need to replace often. No more shifting or fussing around at night. The Peapod mats stays in place without flaps, straps, Velcro, and no tucking or wrapping around the mattress. They've got this on the bottom, and they have this kind of like a rough surface. Not rough, but it just doesn't slide. Peapod mats are breathable, so they adjust to the perfect temperature. Peapod mats are PFAS, PVC, phthalates, vinyl, and latex-free with a TPU waterproof coating that is a greener solution for the environment. Peapod mats are hassle-free with no special washing instructions. Toss in your regular wash and dry cycles. The Peapod mat transitions right into potty training and beyond. I still use mine, as I'm constantly saying. Use promo code BADASS for 15% off of your order at peapodmats.com. That's Peapodmats, P-E-A-P-O-D, Peapod, Mats, M-A-T-S.com. Code BADASS. This code is only valid until March 10th. So go and get your Peapod mats. You won't regret it and you'll have it forever. Today's episode is also brought to you by Booby Juice. Welcome, Booby Juice. Booby Juice freeze-dries your very own breast milk into shelf-stable powder that you can take on the go with their compact travel pouches, or cost-effectively back up your entire stash with their at-home scoop and serve saver pouches. They are a cGMP certified breast milk processing facility who also specializes in helping families on the move to safely transport and preserve all of mom's liquid gold breast milk. You can ship to Booby Juice using one of their shipping kits that has everything you need to safely ship your frozen breast milk. Or you can schedule a local drop-off if you are near Tempe, Arizona. Booby Juice knows how committed breastfeeders are with providing the best nutrition for their baby. They now offer pumping mamas a way to get their stash out of the freezer and put it to work. Booby Juice freeze-dried breast milk offers a convenient way to make bottles on the go, and with the added benefit of fortifying baby snacks and foods by sprinkling the powder right on top. Imagine that, incorporating all of your milk's macro nutrition into every bite of baby's first foods. Check them out on Instagram at I Love Booby Juice and visit their website at boobyjuice.com. That's BOOBIEJUICE, boobyjuice.com, and use code BADASS for 15% off of your first order of their freeze drying service. And all of our sponsors and the promo codes can be found in the show notes under this episode, wherever you're listening from, and can also be found at badassbreastfeedingpodcast.com. And over there, you'll also find all of our other episodes and information about scheduling your very own one-on-one online lactation consultation with Diane.
Okay. So one of the things that can cause pain, obviously, is a tongue tie. And this is one of the things a lot of people are really worried about. Like, my baby have a tongue tie? Is there a tongue tie there? I'm having pain. Is it because of a tongue tie? Tongue ties can absolutely cause pain. And that is because the baby needs to, in order to breastfeed effectively, the baby needs to be able to have that mobility of their tongue to put their tongue down over their gum line and pull the breast back into their mouth into a deep latch. And if they're not able to do that, then that, first of all, if they're not able to draw the nipple back, that latch is going to feel shallow. The nipple's going to land like at the, like in the middle of their mouth, and it's going to press against the hard palate, and that's going to be painful. Or if the baby does not have their tongue over their gum line, you're going to feel that like they're biting you. It's going to be very pinchy. It's going to hurt. I had a baby about a week ago that I saw, and that was the case with this baby, that they weren't able to get their tongue down over their gum line. And that's what I felt like when I had the baby suck on my finger, just kind of see how their suck felt. Mm-hmm. It was painful, like my finger. It was painful. And I was like, I don't know how you're going to do this because it's super painful on my finger. because the baby just like the gum line, it's just that bony ridge of their gum line was just like pressing up against my finger. Ugh. And that's going to feel painful. You're going to feel that on both breasts if that's the case. If it's a tongue tie situation, you're going to feel that on both sides. Sometimes people only have pain on one side, and that is a symmetry situation. So I'll explain both of those things. But if the baby has a tongue tie situation, that pain, we can try to get the baby into a position where it's not painful for you. And that would be just kind of manipulating positions a little bit. Sometimes having the baby in more of an upright position, like a laid back where the baby's more like on top of you, mm-hmm. that kind of a position might feel a little bit more comfortable. Or if the baby's sitting straight up in your lap, that might, in that way, the baby's like the breast can angle a little bit deeper in the baby's mouth that way. But it might feel painful like that or pinchy until you can get that tie fixed, if that's something that you want to do. So definitely, if you're having pain on both sides, it's not going away no matter what you do, that could be a tongue tie. I'm saying could be a tongue tie situation where you might want to get that looked at just to be sure if you haven't already. If you are having pain on only one breast, that's an asymmetry situation. And that what I mean by that is your baby is really having problems with just one side of their body. And that a lot of times just comes from birth, right? Like birth is hard.
Yeah.
Like birth is really hard, and babies can come out, especially like maybe if it was a breech baby or a long delivery, or they're not in an optimal position. You know, they're head down, but they're a little crooked, or they're posterior, like any of those things. That is not a typical situation. Mm-hmm. And babies can be born favoring one side over the other. And that is because it's just more comfortable for them. Yeah. Their muscles are tight. And it might be that, you know, you put them on the left breast and it's like, oh my God, this is really painful. So you switch and you put them on the right breast and it's like, oh, that's much better. Like, doesn't hurt at all on that side. That is an asymmetry situation. So in that kind of a situation, what we would do is we would keep the baby on that side of their body that's comfortable and just move them into position. So it might be that the baby feeds really well across the front in a cross cradle position on the left breast. And then on the right breast, we're going to put them in a football position. So that way they're staying just right in the same, on the same side of their body, mm-hmm. until they can get that, those asymmetries worked out. And that is like, that can be super helpful. When you're putting your baby in a football hold position, I know a lot of people really like that position when the baby's newborn because they're little and it's easy to kind of like, you know, tuck them under your arm like that. If that's a position that you're doing, make sure that is a really important position to make sure your baby is in the right position. So what I see a lot of times is the baby on their back, for like really up high forward and kind of bent in half so that they're almost in a sitting position. Uh-huh. And in that kind of a position, if you have your baby in a football hold like that, they're going to like their little jaw, their chin is going to tuck down into their chest and they're not going to be able to open wide. So it's important to have them pulled back far, have them on their side. The baby's stomach should be up against your rib cage.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, their feet should be almost behind your back, which they won't be because they'll be tucked in probably in like the little fetal position, but like they would be back that far.
They would be back that far. Yeah. And their belly should be up against your rib cage and they should be a nose to nipple. And once, because a lot of times people will say, yeah, I tried the football hold, but it really was painful. I really wasn't very comfortable. And I'll be like, okay, let's try it again. Show me how you did it. And because they don't teach them the right way in the hospital.
No.
I very rarely have somebody come out of the hospital learning how to do the football hold in a way that is comfortable for everybody. Because they don't have time to work with you.
No, I don't remember them teaching me anything about positioning.
No, I don't remember them teaching me anything about positioning either. Nothing that I, yeah. No, I knew like one position and that was it. I don't think I fed my babies in any position other than just a cross cradle position. I had no idea. Hey,
that's
I did not know
how you see it. So I just put them mm-hmm. in that position.
Now the cradle position, and I know we've got episodes on positioning, but the cradle position, that is more like advanced for babies that have a little bit more head and neck control. So you might, if you're trying to put your baby in like a cradle position, that you might have a little bit more discomfort with that, because babies can't, they just can't support the weight of the breast on their own like that, in that kind of a position. That position does not give a lot of support for their head. So their head tends to like slide back a little bit, kind of fall backwards. Mm-hmm. And then they take kind of, you know, the breast kind of goes with them a little bit, and it ends up becoming a more shallow latch. So that is just not a very comfortable position for newborns. If you have a newborn, it's not going to be very comfortable. So just remember that you do have to give your baby a lot of support. And this is just the beginning, because then I get people who say, like, how am I supposed to breastfeed in public? Like, I got a pillow and, you know, I got to hold the baby's head and I got to hold my breast. And like, how is this supposed to work? And this is very temporary. This is while you're learning. This is while you're kind of getting used to everything. This is while your baby's getting stronger. And then as everybody is more comfortable, then you can do whatever you want. But in the very beginning, we want to make sure there's no pain. We want to make sure that you're comfortable. And that means watching and making sure your positioning is good, making sure the baby's really well supported, you know, kind of making sure all that stuff is happening.
Yeah, you're probably not going to want to just go out like on day one and just be like, hey, you're not going to want to anyway.
No, you're not going to.
It's probably going to fall into place. Like, you'll be more comfortable once you're more comfortable breastfeeding, then you'll be like, oh, I kind of feel like going out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then exactly. You'll just be more comfortable.
Yeah. Because it really can be, those early days, you know, are a little bit harder. So remember when I was talking about that initial latch pain, you might have a little bit of that initial latch pain. That's what we call it. Initial latch pain. That might last like 20 to 30 seconds, and then you should feel nothing. Remember, you should not feel that initial latch pain should not last throughout the feeding. If you have that initial latch pain the entire time the baby's feeding, that is not okay. That is not what we want you to feel. And even that initial latch pain, that should be gone within a couple of weeks, and your body should be adapted, and you should feel nothing once you're latching the baby. It's going to feel totally comfortable, and you should be comfortable and pain-free. If the baby, you latch the baby, it's painful, you're going along with breastfeeding and you're thinking, okay, this should be gone in 30 to 60 seconds. You're on like 10 minutes and it's still painful. Like, take the baby off and reposition and start again. Because if you're going to like, because sometimes people kind of feel like, well, the baby's on and eating, I just want the baby to eat, I'll work on it the next feed. Like, you're going to end up, that's how people end up with damaged nipples. And that's not what we want for you. It's okay to take the baby off and start again. Sometimes it takes a few times to get that latch right. And that's okay. You're learning. It's a totally normal thing to not be perfect the first time. And remember, it's not you. A lot of times it is the baby that just, they're not opening really wide. They're a little chompy. Some babies can be a little chompy in the beginning. They just got here. They're just born. They've never used these muscles before. Everything is brand new. So it is really, really normal for those babies to kind of take a minute to figure out what they need to do. But pain is not something. Yeah.
I feel like in the beginning, you're just going to feel lost. And then you feel like, why am I feeling lost? But everyone feels lost. We just don't have, we're not connected to each other.
Right.
So, I mean, if we were all kind of like together and talking about it all the time, it'd be like, oh, okay, it's the beginning. I could tell it's like blurry at first, but we don't know that. We're just like, oh my God, I don't get it. I'm the only one who doesn't get it.
No, you're not the only one. So that's kind of my whole spiel on pain. Just remember, bottom line, you shouldn't have any. And if you're having pain, then we want to troubleshoot and figure out what's going on.
Because yeah, we pain don't is want the you same pain. Breastfeeding as it is anywhere else. It's a sign that something is wrong.
Exactly. And you shouldn't be having it. But that's it.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.